in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF. It's really great. It's our first night on, and it's the first of many shows that you're going to see and hear with us on Sundays from 8 to 9. And, you know, my name is Ashley Burgess, and I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, but I lived the majority of my life in the Metroplex, going to high school and Grapevine High School and attending Texas Christian University as well as the Art Institute and a few other degrees here and there. Won't bother you or bore you with all that. But I'm a certified master life coach, and I have a book out called Live Your True Life. And it's also been translated in Spanish, Viva Tu Vida Verdadera. I'm writing another book right now called Pure Thought, A Methodology and Reason. But I also write blogs on my website, which is liveyourtruelife.org. And at www.liveyourtruelife.org, I cover a lot of subject matter that you won't read in the book and you won't hear anywhere else. And I think it's important, and I think a lot of people have been writing me and commenting, and so it seems to be very enlightening for some. We also have a landing page here at 570, and all you have to do is type in Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and you'll find it. And you can listen to this show actually on the internet at any time. The reason why I actually named the show Perspectives is because perspective is how all of us humans kind of see things. We all have our own unique perspective, and not any other person has the exact same perspective because we feel things differently. We have a different past. We've all experienced things that other people haven't, whether it's a certain upbringing, an environment, dealing with a mother or father that might be different for others, a lifestyle, what have you. We've all been raised differently, and we've gone through different problems, different issues, as well as good things and very successful things that other people haven't. And because of that, we're all different. We're all coded differently, and we're all unique and colorful. If everybody had the same perceptions and the same ideas, it'd be very easy to understand people. You wouldn't be able to have a different type of lifestyle. Everything would be known, and there would be no colorful kind of additives to this world. You know, because of our unique perspectives, we all have our own thoughts, and a lot of times these thoughts can really be kind of interesting. I like to hear everybody's perspectives, and after this show, the next show, and on out, we want to have callers call in and discuss very different topics, anything they want to discuss, you know, within a certain limitation. We have two special guests here today, but we're also going to cover two really neat topics. The first topic is really how to find true and real friends. And if you went on my blog, and a lot of people have, on www.liveyourtruelife.org, you will find it's a three-part blog on how to find real friends. And that really starts with, one, finding positive and true non-negative people, which really helps you to be more positive. And we can go through all that later. And second of all is dealing with giving people and finding the people that actually give, not the takers. If you surround yourself with takers all the time, I hate to say it, but there's not going to be anything for you to give. You're going to be empty. And in the future, when you meet some really great people, you're going to be a little standoffish and even a little scared maybe to even, you know, be an acquaintance of theirs because you've been taken so much that you're kind of jaded from the experience. And last but not least is really finding healthy and growing friends. Friends that not only care about you and want the best thing for you, but they're also healthy in their mindset and their actions. I'm not saying that people can't go out and party and have a good time here and there, but I'm just talking about in general having good, healthy boundaries, good, healthy relationships, and people that are kind of growing in the same place as you are. If you're hanging out with a bunch of people that aren't going in the same place, they're not kind of trying to be better, and you're really trying to succeed, it's probably not going to actually work out. So in the future shows, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be here every Sunday, and I'm going to have some really neat people on, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about how to deal with negativity and energy suckers, and how to create successful boundaries and create peace in your life. Also, I'm going to cover, you know, being yourself and eliminating that self-sabotaging behavior. I think a lot of times we know how to be ourselves, we're trying to really center ourselves, but also we have that voice in our head that tells us, you know what, we're really not that great, and what we're doing is really not that good. And it's sad because it's like our worst enemy can be in our own mind. Also, you know, dealing with how to hush the inner critic, and that's really important, and stopping that cycle of self-sabotaging behavior, making the most out of your life, and creating what you want. And, you know, first off, I just want to thank 570 KLIF for giving me the chance to be on this show and to have this show every Sunday to try to help you be able to live your true life. And so I just really appreciate that. And I also want to tell everybody and give a shout out to the moms. Happy Mother's Day. Had lunch with my mom, Kanira. Happy Mother's Day. And I appreciate you very much. So with no further ado, let me start off with one of our first people we have on here tonight, which we're really lucky to have this person on. And I'm going to go and introduce you to that person right now. He's in the studio right now. He's a two-time Emmy Award winner and a Katie Award winner. He's a primetime reporter, and you see him on TV practically every evening. He was born in New Orleans, and he's the son of a world-traveling sea captain. Right after high school, he went into the U.S. Air Force and was in a civil engineering squadron. And then after that, ended up in the Air Force Academy. And he went everywhere from the Andes, the Rockies, to the Alps. He's seen a lot. And he decided to leave with this really great career. He decided it was not really what he wanted to do, and his passion was in journalism. So he ended up enrolling at, you know, Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, LSU, Fighting Tigers. And he went to school there and graduated with his degree. And then he spent some time in D.C. with CNN's political unit. And then after that, he spent his first real start was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. After that, a state worldwide, Mississippi State worldwide correspondent, as well as WAFP in Baton Rouge. And he was doing everything from, you know, chasing hurricanes on the ground and in both that and with the Air Force. And then in 1997, and he came to Dallas, and he came to KDFW, and it's better known as Fox 4 News at this time. He's covered so many stories and so many different angles and so many things that have touched our lives in so many ways. There's not really a whole list, and we don't really have enough time on this show or all the other shows combined to say all that. But he's a brilliant reporter. He's a Fox 4 reporter. And he also has this wonderful Street Squad. And Street Squad is this program that basically makes our lives better. Can you explain Street Squad, James?
Yeah, it's an interactive way to right some wrongs or you know, there's so many people that drive every day. And what this does is give people an opportunity to sound off. And they call me or they can send me an email and I'll check it out and find out what the problem is and then go out and investigate. Is it a problem? And if it is, and it's a life-threatening problem, then I'll do a story on it and get the agency involved that needs to rectify the problem. And so, you know, it's about awareness. It's about teaching people what's the right way to do this or that. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it, and it's very popular, and I love doing it.
That's really interesting. I mean, how do y'all find out, you know, some of these problem locations? Do y'all get, you know, people emailing you or calling the station as well?
Yeah, we have people that send me emails, and they call, and we'll leave a voice message talking about where it is. And what I love about email is they can send me pictures, or now they can even send video, and it's pretty amazing. They can show me the problem and say, look, this light stays red for 7 minutes, and there's, you know, a 15-mile backup. And so, you know, I'll get out there, I'll call the traffic engineer for that city, and, you know, we get the problem solved as quickly as possible. You know, it's a lot of fun. Everybody has a pet peeve. Everybody commutes, it seems. It's a lot of fun.
I don't have to commute very far. I actually live downtown, so it's really not that big of an issue. But I realize that, you know, commuting in general does cause, I believe, probably some health issues. Do you have any information on that?
Actually, there's a new study out from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. They actually did this study in Dallas-Fort Worth and in Austin, Texas, and they interviewed 4,300 workers that commute. And what they found was the longer the commute, the greater the chances the person would have high blood pressure, be overweight, because the longer you're commuting, the less likely you are to exercise. And so they found That's a direct true. Correlation to that. Information is going to be out in the June issue of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. So this is a pretty fascinating microcosmic look at our very own commuters. So it's pretty fascinating.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I think people can relate to that. When you're in a car, you know, for 30 minutes, I think the average commute in this area is about 25 minutes, depending on traffic and where you're going. But, you know, you can get your blood pressure worked up pretty quickly.
For sure. A lot of people have to do that commute. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to be back with James Rose. Right now, we're going to go to commercial, and we have a lot more to cover. We have a lot of interesting, sizzling reports to talk about as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.